So on MKR last night, Trav, Mark and Chris didn't do as well as they'd hoped.
No, they did not.
No, they are at the bottom of the leaderboard, but there is one group who is safely through to the quarterfinals, and that's Della and Tully. Now, ladies, this Josh situation that's going on, is this heading towards a full court explosion? And apparently Manu is getting involved. What's happening here?
Oh, well, they want to know about the walkout. You'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to give anything away, guys.
But Channel 7 have been promoting this blow-up, and we want to know, when is it going to happen, and is it as bad as it seems?
Right, the blow-up, yes. Well, it will happen. The ads can, I think they just leave you asking questions, and I think everyone will be quite surprised about what goes down.
Yeah, but there's some clear gamesmanship from Josh, because this is how he critiqued Mark and Chris last night.
I felt like, for the most part, I enjoyed the dish, and it was refreshing. It was a good start for an entree. There's been a number of times I feel like you guys just try to pull things apart.
Are you serious?
I think some people are definitely turning around and nitpicking and just trying to, you know, bring the confidence down of how good an actual dish is.
You're the biggest low baller that I've sat around this table with.
I'm done.
Stop pinching my ear.
So, Tully, has the fuse been well and truly lit now?
Yes. Oh, my God, it's all flooding back. I think, as Della has said in one of our interviews, hot kettle black. So I can't believe those words came out of Josh's mouth. Nitpicking. Yes, hilarious.
We'll be watching
yes,
very closely.
Funny.
Hey, Della, now you're from Mackay. So a week on from Cyclone Debbie, what's going on?
The weather's sunny, it's hot as, you would not have any idea there was a cyclone that just ripped through, and everyone's doing clean-up efforts, people are still without power and running on generators, but I live in a good part of town, I didn't even lose power, so we've fared well, so...
Well,
and I was watching Netflix and not chilling, but just, and then I was like, what happened?
Wow, you were lucky, but were you? Because didn't you have a bit of a scare during the cyclone where you had to make a trip to hospital?
Oh, yes, I did. I spent a night and a few days right in the middle of the cyclone at the base hospital. I had some infection they couldn't find, so I was really crook. Yeah, it was just some infection. I had like five lots of antibiotics and I'm good now.
Tough as nails.
Nurse, I was on the phone to Nurse Tully going, Tully, I'm at home and I'm shaking and I've got lots of back pain. And she's like, mate, go to the hospital. I'm like, it's the cyclone.
Della, you're a lawyer too, so did you have lots of legal talk with Mel and Sin, our girls from Wollongong? We're so sad that they've left.
Oh, I know. Mel and Sin were great. They were a hoot. Like,
they were funny.
Mel's voice, I sound a bit like Mel today because I've had a few wines the other night.
Is that what you did Sunday night, watching yourself while you're on TV?
Tully was in Stratty, but we had about 180 people watching it, so it was a bit hard not to get a bit excited.
Oh, that sounds epic.
I cringed and hid under a pillow in front of my family.
As you do. Well, you know, whatever floats your boat.
Way.
But yeah. I tell you what, you'll have a massive party should you girls make it through to the grand final, because the winner will take $250,000. Della and Tully, we will catch you soon on the wave.